Welcome to the Akigawa Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. We hope this resource will help you in your walk with Jesus as you grow more and more into His image. For more information about Akigawa Baptist Church, please visit akigawabc.com. Now, enjoy the sermon.
Well, Christmas has finished, and we're just now transitioning to New Year's, the New Year's holiday. The Sunday between Christmas and New Year's is where we're at right now. And I tell you what, this season is one of the things I love about this season is just the different ways in which I'm reminded of how I'm blessed by God. One of the things that happens for us is that we get Christmas cards from so many friends and dear people who are praying for us, people who are I'm reminded of that are my dear friends during this Christmas season. And then in the Japanese season, we have our Nengajo, our New Year's cards that remind us again of all of the different friends that I have in Japan that I have such a good relationship with. Right? There's nothing like having a close friendship. You know what I mean? Having that dear friendship, a friend who's with you through thick and thin, is with you all during, you know, the good times and the bad. Those kinds of friends are really a blessing, aren't they? If I were to ask you, who's your dear friend? Who comes to mind? I have people who come to my mind when I think of that question. For you, it may be like maybe a school friend, maybe a friend from work, maybe a friend from church, maybe even a brother or sister, one of your family members. And these friendships really are truly special, are they not? It is really a special gift from God to have somebody like that, a friend who is with us and who loves us regardless of what situation we're going through, who cares for us and is with us, right? Well, it's this special kind of relationship, this relationship of being a friend that we're going to look at today. And we're going to see exactly how that relationship of friendship applies to us as we are in Christ, right? If you remember last time we looked at who we are in Christ right before the Christmas service, we were reminded of this special father-child relationship that we have with God, the creator of all things, right? And today I want to turn our attention more to the special relationship that we have with his son, Jesus. It is the one we call Emmanuel, God with us. This Jesus, the one we call Christ, the promised one, the one who came to save mankind. Jesus is the one who, through the salvation that he gave to us, gives us this special relationship that we have as a brother and as a friend of Christ. Because you are in Jesus, you are also his friend. This is an amazing thing to think about, and we want to look at it. And we're going to start with John 15. In this, I tell you what, John 15 is really interesting because it really does talk a lot about what it means to be a friend of Jesus. And it's kind of tying in with a couple of different other passages we looked at where Jesus is having a very close, very intimate conversation with his disciples before he's about to be crucified. It kind of tells us a little bit more of what it means, what Jesus is describing in his relationship with the disciples. So he's making it extra clear. He's making it as clear as possible for his disciples to see what kind of a relationship that they have with him because of what he's about to do. So John 15, we're going to look at verses 9 through 15. And here's what it says. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. In this passage is some amazing truths about how Jesus is our friend and how we are Jesus's friend. This close relationship of friendship that Jesus gives to us because we are in him. So Jesus is about ready to be crucified. He's describing this new relationship that he has with them in a relatively new light for the disciples. This isn't maybe something that they were used to hearing from Jesus, but it's something that, you know, it kind of transitions for the disciples where they've always been like, you know, master and follower, master and disciple, where they always referred to Jesus as rabbi, as teacher, and they were the apprentice, they were the followers. Jesus kind of changes it a little bit here. He's like, you know, I want you guys to understand that you are my friends, that it is more than just master and follower, that you have a relationship with me that's very special. Not only is this true for the disciples, it's also true for you and me, that we, as followers of Jesus, we get to be friends of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Chosen One. We are his friend, and he is ours. But what does it actually mean for Jesus to be your friend? How does that kind of play into our lives in the daily aspect of our lives, right? So we're going to look at different aspects of the friendship that Jesus describes in this particular passage that we're looking at. And the first thing we're going to see is the unbreakable, intimate, unconditional love that Jesus has for us as his friends. Look at verse 9, it says this, as the Father hath loved me, so I have loved you. Continue ye in my love. This is so cool, this is amazing. Do you know how much Jesus loves you as his friend? He literally loves you the same as the Heavenly Father loves his beloved Son. Without end, with no limit, with infinite depth, this is the extent to which Jesus loves us. And think about who he's talking to here. He's talking about Simon Peter, who in less than 24 hours from when he says this, Simon Peter is the one who's going to be denying that he even knows Jesus, let alone that Jesus is his friend. Is he talking to Thomas, a person who continually doubts the words of Jesus, that he is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords? He's talking to James and John, two brothers who try to leverage their relationship with him to get a leadership role in the coming kingdom of eternity. These are the guys that Jesus says, you are my friends. Here's the thing. We all have weaknesses. We all have struggles in life, right? Simon Peter had them. James and John had them. Philip had them. All of the disciples had them. And yet, Jesus loves them with an unconditional love in the same way that he loves you unconditionally because he is your friend. Jesus literally says after this, as the Father loves me, so I love you. And then he says, abide, continue in my love. What does he mean by that? It means day in, day out. Know that Jesus loves you and live in the fact that Jesus loves you. Each day, whether you're home alone, whether you're with others, be conscious of the fact that the King of Kings loves you as his friend. How do we do that? How do we abide in Jesus's love? How do we live continuing day in and day out, understanding that we are loved as a friend by the King of Kings? Verse 10 gives us the answer to that question. He says, "If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept the Father's commandments and abide in his love." So what's he talking about right here? What's this keeping my Father's commandments and abiding in his love? What is this talking about? Well, one thing we know for sure is that Jesus was fully aware of his Father's unbreakable, boundless, and immeasurable love for him, right? He had no doubts. And he walked each day fully abiding in his Heavenly Father's love for him, right? And the way he was abiding in his Father's love was that he kept his Father's commandments. He trusted and he obeyed his Father. It was the way in which he was abiding in his Father's love. His Father's love was endless. It was boundless. It was infinite. It was without without condition. It was unconditional. And Jesus recognized that, and he fully trusted in and followed after his Father. We see this all the time throughout Scripture, right? And this is important for us too, because in the same way that Jesus trusted and abided in his Father and obeyed his Father, so also it's important for us that we trust and we obey our friend Jesus, the King of Kings. What does it mean by this keeping of his commandments, keeping my commandments? What is he pointing to here? He isn't saying in this passage, if you keep my commandments, I will love you. That's not what he's talking about here, because he's specifically describing what it means to abide in his love. He's not saying, this is how I'm going to love you. He's saying, this is how you abide in my love. And that's a clear distinction that needs to be made and that needs to be understood, that he's not talking about if you keep my commandments, then I'll love you. No, he's saying if you keep my commandments, that's going to be how it helps you to abide, to recognize, to continue, to walk in my love for you, which is boundless and endless. So he's basically saying, how do you love me, or how do you abide in my love? You keep my commandments. You confidently abide in Jesus's love by trusting and obeying him. That's literally, he's basically revealing the secret of the secret to finding joy in Jesus. This is so cool. I thought this was amazing. The secret to being happy in Jesus is to trust him and obey him. Verse 11 says this, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." He's literally revealing the secret of his joy that he has in his Heavenly Father. The joy we get is because we follow after our Heavenly Father. He's revealing the secret of his joy, and he's passing that secret on to us. He's basically saying this, guys, I want my joy to remain in you. And I want you to have that same joy that I have. I want you to have that full, abundant, overflowing joy each day of your life. And you get that joy by following the instructions that I have for you. Do what I tell you, and you will have joy. What does Jesus tell us to do? What is this commandment that Jesus is telling us to do? Verse 12 reveals what it is. He says, this is my commandment. These are my instructions. This is what I'm telling you to do. Love one another, just as I have loved you. Love one another in the same way that Jesus loves us. We love one another. We care for one another. We're there for each other. And that is the secret to Jesus's joy. And it's the secret of our joy that Jesus has revealed to us. He's saying, let my love flow through your life and into the lives of each other. And if you do that, my joy will also flow through you abundantly, overflowing into your life and into the lives of those around you. So then Jesus tells us how he displays his friendship for us, right? How does Jesus show that he is our friend? How does he display that friendship? It's based on love, and how does he display that love relationship, that friend relationship to us? Verse 13, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And he's describing this relationship that Jesus has with his disciples and with us, and saying, this is how I show you my friendship, my love for you as my friends. He shows us through the greatest display of love that a man can have for his friend. He gives his life for us. And there's two ways you can give your life for someone, two ways you can lay down your life for your friend. The first way is a pretty clear and obvious way. It's by sacrificing your life for the sake of your friends. Sacrificing by dying for the sake of your friends. And Jesus did that. He laid down his life on the cross so that you and I could have life, eternal relationship with our Heavenly Father, eternal relationship with him as brother and friend. But there's also a second way that you can lay down your life for your friend. And that way is by daily giving of yourself for your friend, being there when he needs you. You die to yourself so that you can live for the sake of your friend. And the amazing thing is that Jesus does both of these. He did both of them. He gave his life on the cross for you. He sacrificed his life, but also each and every day, he intercedes for you. He abides for you. He cares for you. He does all of these things for you so that he can show his friendship for you. His friendship for you, his love for you keeps flowing even now, even as we speak. Jesus, this is amazing. The King of Kings abides with you. He loves to spend time with you. He cares for you each day. It's amazing to think about how he cares for your steps, the steps that you take each day, and how he helps to help you walk through those different areas of life, guiding you and helping you move through life, caring for you in ways that you probably don't even recognize. And yet he's there. And sometimes you get to see glimpses of his care and his leading in your life. And each of those ways, Jesus is showing you his love for you because he is your friend. It is his display of his friendship towards you. Jesus, the King, he really is your friend. That's an amazing thing to think about. Well, let me ask you another question. Usually friendships go both ways, don't they? Usually that's when friendships work best, right? So how do you display your friendship to Jesus? How do you show him that you're his friend? If friendship is a two-way street, if it isn't just Jesus showing his friendship to you, and that's all there is, if it's you showing your friendship to Jesus as well, how do you display your side of that friendship? How do you display your friendship to Jesus? We find the answer in verse 14. Here's what it says. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. This is Jesus simply telling you how to be his friend. And it's pretty simple. Just do what he tells you. Now, to be honest, for most people, saying that, you show me your friendship by doing what I tell you, that kind of sounds a little bit like it's like a little self-centered, a little self-focused, a little narcissistic in a context, you know. But how about Jesus? What about Jesus's case? In his case, it's totally different, because what Jesus tells us is always for our good. Jesus tells us things. He says, do this, do that. And the reason behind the do this and do that is because if you do, Your life will be blessed immeasurably because you follow my instructions. This is literally what Jesus is telling us here. What is this command for us that Jesus is talking about? His command for us, do what I tell you. That command is literally love one another. Love each other. He's saying, you directly show me your friendship and how you love one another, your brothers and sisters. You're showing your friendship to Jesus. That's amazing. When you actively, when you unconditionally and deeply love one another, you're showing your love as Jesus' friend in the same way that Jesus shows you his love as your friend. Then he tells us the why of the command. I want you to love one another because that shows me that you're my friend. This is Jesus opening up his heart a little bit. He's telling you what he loves and what he enjoys. He's basically saying, listen, guys, when you do this, this makes me feel loved by you. This is really an interesting, like that God would reveal himself that intimately, that he would reveal what he enjoys hearing from us and seeing from us. You know who opens up like that? Friends do. Friends open up like that. And this is literally Jesus opening himself up. This is what you do in order to show your friendship to me. This is what I love to see. This is what Jesus is literally describing in this next verse, verse 15. He says, henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I've called you friends. For all the things I have heard from my Father, I have made known unto you. This is Jesus, as your friend, telling you why he wants you to love your brother and sister. Because this is what friends do. They reveal the why behind the things that they tell each other. See, here's the difference in a relationship. When a boss tells an employee something, he doesn't tell him why. He says, this is what I want you to do, and I expect you to obey what I tell you to do. He may not give any background for it. He just says, do this, do that. This isn't what Jesus is doing, though. He's actually taking time to share the why of the do this. He's telling us, this is why I want you to do this, so that you and I aren't just following blindly so that we get it. Oh, this is why Jesus wants us to do this. This is why he wants us to love our brothers and sisters, because it's a way that we can show our friendship to Jesus. There's one last thing I want you to see about being the friend of Jesus the King. Verse 16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Here's what I want you to see. Jesus chose you. He took the first step in this relationship that you have with him. Think about this, Jesus the King. You know, sometimes we see these famous people and like, oh man, it'd be so cool to be his friend. Wouldn't it be cool if like you came out there and like you saw this famous person and you're like, oh man, oh yeah, I know him. We're friends. I'm his friend. Wouldn't it be a more amazing though if this famous person like walks through the crowd and says, can you be my friend? This is literally like Jesus taking the first step. You didn't have to work your way into his life. You didn't have to reach out to him. You didn't have to pursue his friendship in your life. What's beyond all comprehension is that the King reached out to you. He lovingly pursued you. He gave his life to be your friend. He took the first step. And because he did, we now have the opportunity to follow the steps that he had for us. We get to pursue those around us so that we can bring them to Jesus as well. Just as his joy remains in us as we trust and obey him, so our fruit remains in him as we lovingly pursue those around us to bring them to Jesus. Even in this verse, he says, whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Look, as you pursue others around you and you glorify Jesus through how you love one another, Jesus says, as you do that, don't be afraid to ask my Father for anything. He'll take care of it. Why? Because he sees the relationship that you have. Verse 17, these things I command you, that you love one another. It's one thing to point to the King of Kings and say, see the King, he's my friend. It's a whole other thing to see the King of Kings point to you and say, see that man, see that woman, that's my friend. It's an amazing thing. This is what the King does when you and I love one another and care for one another. Jesus, the King of Kings, is your friend. Abide in that. Think about that. Have confidence in that. Know that. His love for you, his relationship with you as friend, is unconditional, unending, limitless. You can walk in that. You can know that. You can respond to that by loving your brothers and sisters around you as a way of showing your friendship to Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Abide in him. Abide in his love for you. Trust him and obey him. Follow after him and share that friendship with those around you. Jesus is your friend. Are you showing your friendship to Jesus as well? I hope you are. I hope you're pursuing him. I hope you're abiding in that love that he has for you. I hope you're trusting him and that you're obeying him. And in doing so, you also will enjoy great joy that you can have as you are loved by Jesus, the friend of friends, the King of Kings. Trust him, follow him, obey him. And in doing so, you will experience joy as well.